Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. So we have a beautiful day in Southern California again, and aren't we lucky? And I wanted to do a little recap today on our wonderful lecture that we had last week, or the week before, on the 23rd. It was very nicely attended. We had some great people who were there. Some interesting questions that were asked, and more specifically, we had the lovely Dr. Jessica Wu, who is a world-renowned dermatologist, lectures all over the world, and she was guest lecturing at our event, which was very nice. There were a couple of things that Dr. Jessica brought up which were fun. The topic this last lecture was all about, you know, different things that you can do for the skin, anti-aging naturally, and introducing some of the things that have recently come out of Europe. Dr. Wu had lectured at the anti-aging conference in Monaco and brought back new information concerning a few different things that work well for our little faces. One of the most interesting that I thought was something that's called Kybella. Now, Kybella was approved in April of this year by the FDA, and it's basically a non-surgical injectable which is used to reduce moderate to severe fat on the upper neck, which is commonly known as double chin. So the injectable, evidently it contains naturally occurring molecules which eat away the fat, and when it's injected properly, all the other cells are left feeling healthy and intact. And using Kybella on treatments for areas other than the double chin, however, is not approved or recommended. Now, one of the things that Dr. Wu was very specific about is that there are only a small handful of individuals in the United States right now who have actually been appropriately trained for this. And she happens to be one of them and is right in West Los Angeles. So don't go running out and finding anybody who says, oh, I do Kybella, simply because they say they can do it and they've gotten a hold of it and they're now doing these things. If it's injected properly into the fat under the chin, it destroys the fat cells. But it can also destroy other types of cells like skin cells, if it's inadvertently injected into the skin or the wrong area. It should only be used by somebody who's actually been officially trained. And it's important to know also that it's only approved for treatment of fat occurring below the chin. Now, Dr. Wu anticipates that there will be other areas that will be approved for use in the future. But right now, it's the chin. Other areas that may be approved for later are things like the fat right above the knees or back fat that is stubborn, especially around that midline range, or certain areas of belly fat, but those are not approved right now, so don't let anybody be doing that to you at the moment. So that's a little bit of recap about Kybella and the new thing coming out of Europe. You should know with regard to Kybella that there are some side effects, and Dr. Wu was very upfront about that. Some of them can include nerve injury in the jaw that can cause an uneven smile or facial muscle weakness and trouble swallowing. The most common side effects she mentioned were swelling, bruising, pain, numbness, red, and areas of hardness in the treatment area. But that's not uncommon for any kind of injectable that would be used in the skin. There's Juvederm, there's Botox, there's lots of different things. But just know that those types of things can happen. And again, see anybody who hasn't been appropriately trained. So moving on from Kybella, another thing that we discussed at length actually was the various odd and sundry types of natural things that can be used to help eliminate or at least decrease the appearance of skin wrinkles and rashes. And we got into a fairly lengthy discussion about diet and supplementation and the types of things that can be of benefit using just the natural stuff around you. So, for example, one of the items that was mentioned were tomatoes. Tomatoes are good to help anybody who's going out into the sun, help to offset the negative effects of sun damage by eating tomatoes. Another thing that was discussed was using the white rind of watermelon, which is really good to help with mouth sores for individuals who have cancer and undergoing chemotherapy. I discussed, as did Dr. Wu, things that we can do to help release stress, which, of course, will manifest itself in the skin, and that is, for example, the B vitamins. Oftentimes, if you just pick up a really high-quality multiple B vitamin that contains niacinamide, then you can get some very good benefits, helping to decrease just overall stress on the body, which will also manifest itself in decreasing stress that appears in the skin. How does that appear? Oh, stress lines, you know, those little folds along the face that go from the neck to the mouth. Or the frown lines between the eyes or the fine lines around the edge of the eyes. And we all know that Botox can help with those types of things, but so can, in general, just supporting your adrenal glands. And how do you do that? Well, we're back to the B vitamins again. So all in all, we had a wonderful, wonderful time, and there was standing room only. It was a good event. We really enjoyed it. But for those of you who missed it, don't fret. We are going to be having another event next Thursday. Next month on Thursday the 20th, August. We're going to have it on Thursday the 27th. And our guest speaker at this point, we are still keeping her a secret, but let me just say that she's a very well-known medical doctor on the West Side, very popular with her patients, very popular with groups that she speaks to, because she is another individual who also lectures worldwide. So with that little tidbit, I'm hanging that carrot out for you. We'll be talking more about wet nutrition and how it can help you, but specifically we'll be talking about nutrition and how it can affect brain and mood and hormones. So I'm hanging out that carrot, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully you'll be able to join us. Invitations will be going out in the next week, and please check your email, look for them, do RSVP, because we want to make sure we have enough seats for everybody. That is it for me today. Thank you for letting me recap. Thank you for joining us. If any of you would like to contact myself, you can reach me at 310-571-1212. And our lecture is always held at my office, which is 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615. And there is free parking in the back after 6 o'clock. If any of you would like to contact Dr. Jessica Wu and ask her more information about the newest and greatest, her phone number is 310-473-5878, and her offices are on Wilshire Boulevard, just off Barrington. So that is it. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Take good care, and don't forget to think outside the box. Bye now.